County operations is $640 million, and school operation is $460 million, and the school bond is worth $685 million. Those are all up about, the county operations and the school bond is up about 6% this year, and school operational is only up 3%, and that is due to the legal residential exemption. The legal residential exemption is growing because we have more people coming into the county, which makes the school tax credit larger. So that offsets the school operations. From the assessed values, we then compute the dollar and the value of a mill. So for county operations, the value of a mill is $640,128. School operations, $460,698. School bonds, $685,698. I then look at the budget for what you have approved for the year. Out of the budget for Oconee County, the dollar amount that I need to bring in from property taxes is $49,759,000. And from that, I take into consideration fee in lieu of, manufacturing, reimbursements from the state, and other various numbers, and it comes down to $34.1 million that we're going to set property taxes on for operational. For the school district, their money that was approved for the budget is $74,625,639. And from that, I remove the tier money that is reimbursed from the state, and that brings the dollar amount to set millage on down to $56,607,157. Total millage that I recommend for the 23-24 fiscal year is 214.9 mills. That is an overall decrease of 3 mills.